Namaste and welcome to Grow Through. Thank you for being here with us today. I'm Shanti Campos and we have Nelson in our studio today. He has an incredible life story, but on this occasion, he will be sharing the highlights that he remembers of the lives of Maria and Rafael, his loving parents. Welcome, Nelson.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for being here. So, why don't you start off by telling us where your family is from?
We are from San Miguel, El Salvador.
Okay, and what was life like growing up in El Salvador? Do you have any childhood memories you can share with us?
Life was very good pretty much simple. As kids, we kept each other busy by playing baseball with a plastic bag we used to wrap around our left hand, and we used to have a lime tree in our house, and we used to use those for baseballs.
Nice.
We kind of help clean around also. We'd have to remove everything off the floors. They're tile floors, and we'd throw a bunch of water on there with buckets and, get some soap and foam it up. And, while cleaning, we'd play around. We'd go to a edge of a wall and propel ourselves like frogs through the floor, the soapy floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I do remember we did have many trees everywhere around the streets and every place you can imagine, just tropical, and you could see papayas everywhere and mangoes and whatever you could think of, and tropical things, fruits that you don't even really know about.
Well, that sounds lovely. It sounds beautiful. And you had mentioned something about how you saw your family. Can you share that?
Yeah, I believe that we were always really close. We would always get together, first in San Miguel, mostly with my mom's family, because a lot of my dad's family had already moved to the capital. But when I was about 5 to 8 years old, I can remember we'd always get together for our cousins' parties, and all our aunts and uncles would be there, and it would be just a great big joyful get together.
Well, that certainly is a blessing to have a close-knit family that is lacking in many families, that love that you speak of. And I understand that your parents had an entrepreneurial spirit. They weren't afraid to take risks and step out of their comfort zone. Can you tell us how they grew through to prosperity and even political power in a developing country?
Well, from the stories they used to tell me, they started out in a small town village per se, and they started out with a little store. They decided to open a little convenience store per se, where everyone could go get their basic needs, it was how can I explain? You can have little stores as long as you get a permit in your house, and you can make the front of your house like the storefront, and you have many little things showing, a bag of Fritos or Cheetos, whatever it be, and other things that display. Breads and things. It's kind of fun, actually. You just walk around in the middle of the neighborhood and you find a little store.
And did that go well?
That yes, adventure? They did do well. I believe together they were pretty smart and they were able to prosper. And that led to our family going to San Miguel, which was the bigger city, and they decided to open a pharmacy where it just, everything just blossomed from there for them. They became really well known in the community and many people loved them. Pretty much so much that my dad decided to run for mayor, and he did win. I believe that was back in 1978.
Okay, so now your father is the mayor. Your family is well known. But from history, we know that El Salvador is a country that has experienced political unrest and civil war for decades, causing so much suffering. How did this climate affect your family?
Well, in those type of countries, politics come with a price. My father did gain some enemies because of different political views and just different ways of feeling about human rights. In this case, in his municipality, there were some human rights that were being violated, and he made a stand against it. So he got some death threats because of that.
Sounds frightening.
Well, my two oldest brothers were taken from us on July of 1980, and we fled to the capital. Where my dad thought to start again, only to get kidnapped outside of a fairly new pharmacy that he had opened to keep supporting our family. I believe it's only by the grace of God that a man who worked at this military jail where my dad was being secretly held recognized him and anonymously called my aunt, who immediately called the International Red Cross, and they were able to help to get my father out of there. He was held blindfolded and bound for over a week, if I can remember correctly. I was about 10 years old when this happened. After being rescued from what was a sure death back then, we moved to the U.S. where he and my mother immediately started working. My dad was a dishwasher and my mom worked as a housekeeper. We first lived with my uncle and then my aunt, who both helped us. They were already here in the U.S., in the state of Washington. But one thing I can say about my parents is that they showed me the strength to never give up. I lost two brothers back then, but they lost their two first sons. I can't imagine how that could have ever that could ever feel. I think back how easily they could have given up on their lives after what had happened. My older brother, sister, and I could have ended up in foster care or even worse. But they chose to grow through their unthinkable pain to show us that there is a better way.
Wow. Thank you, Nelson. What a powerful piece of your heritage you just shared with us. I can see that your parents' strength surely helped mold you into the determined person that you are today. And by the way you talk, I can hear in your voice and in your story that your parents are held in high esteem in your heart. And it may be painful, but can you share a shadow that developed in your father's life following his painful tragedies?
I really can't think for him, but I don't know if he felt guilty, maybe about what happened to my brothers. And I believe that that is maybe the reason why he fell into alcoholism for a very long time and kept losing jobs. And my brother and I had to work, and we would help out with the bills, and my mom would work two jobs, I'm sorry. But he pulled through somehow. Later found God in his life, and he stopped drinking for about 15, 20 years before he passed.
Well, I know that was simply put, but I have heard a few of the details of how he was pulled from this painful state of alcoholism and depression. Can you tell us about a very special day that you had with your father?
Well, I found Jesus on a road in Mexico.
Is that a song?
I could make one.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you the exact date, but it was probably in 95. You gotta understand that my whole family was Catholic back then, so I was like the, well, if I was the black sheep already, this was like really topping off the cake. So I believe that God helped me through a lot of things, and my parents saw that change in me. And this was back when my dad was still drinking. I remember one day he was really drunk on his bed, and I walked in his room and I just laid my head on his chest and just started crying uncontrollably. He touched my head with his hand and asked me what was wrong. And I just told him that God loved him. And I took my Bible and I read him some scriptures from the New Testament. And he changed from then on. It was an amazingly beautiful life change.
I see why your parents love you so much. Can you tell us a fond memory that you have of your mother that demonstrates her strength as a beautiful pillar of a woman that held her family together for all these years through all this pain?
What can I say about my mother? She taught me how to love. She went through so much. My dad, in his times of power, was a very macho man, typical Hispanic. So she would suffer a lot. But she always stood by him, no matter what. And she taught us all to never give up, no matter the circumstances, because for a father to lose his kids, it's gotta be the worst feeling, but for a mother. That's just unimaginable. And she's still here with us. Thank the Lord Jesus. And she is still teaching me many good things about this life and the next.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing their story with us today. We'll just wrap up by saying, no matter what you're facing today, you too can grow through.